Gearing up for the rate change. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. The stamp people at the U.S. Postal Service were expecting the rate change that's now been announced for the end of January. The word used was inevitable, given the agency's financial woes, so they've already picked the designs. Next year, instead of sending picture postcards home from vacation with an Aloha shirt stamp, you'll use one with an apple. There will be four different varieties, and no, none of them has a touchscreen. If you want a postcard without a picture, the design will show a golden deer. Stamped envelopes will feature the bank swallow. If your letter weighs more than an ounce, you might use a hummingbird stamp for the extra 20 cents. Or if you're sending several 3-ounce letters, the 66-cent stamp will be a tufted puffin. The U.S. Postal Service is producing four different kaleidoscope designs for the 1-ounce rate, 46 cents. The agency believes business users like colorful stamps to draw attention to their mail. And the stamp for greeting cards, which require a surcharge because they're not the standard shape, will be the Spice Bush Swallowtail Butterfly. Quite a mouthful. While not as exotic as commemoratives, these stamps, plus the Forever Rate flag, are the ones you're most likely to see on your mail when you see any stamps at all. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and pictures of these designs when we get them, visit virtualstampclub.com.